It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State Baseball would give up 7 runs last night in the second inning as the Jackrabbits would lose at Creighton 11-5. SDSU would get back within 2 after they put up a 5-run top of the 4th, but then the Blue Jays, they would respond, scoring in each of the next 3 innings. SDSU Baseball travels to Northern Colorado this weekend for a 3-game series that'll start tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Time. SDSU Softball, they have changed their schedule this week. They have pushed their series against North Dakota back a day. That 3-game set in Brookings now starts with a single game on Saturday at 1 o'clock, followed by a 1 p.m. Sunday doubleheader. USD women's basketball looking to advance to the WNIT quarterfinals with a win tonight. The Coyotes will host Pepperdine starting at 7 p.m. With a win, the Coyotes would either take on Portland or Montana in the final 8. USD defeated Northern Colorado 80-60 on Sunday to move on to the round of 16. Coming up this weekend for USD softball, they'll travel to the Twin Cities. They'll be at St. Thomas for a 3-game series. That starts Friday at 2 p.m. This weekend for Dakota Wesleyan, baseball on the road. They'll be at Doan tomorrow for a 1 p.m. doubleheader. While at Tigers softball, they travel to Omaha to take on the College of St. Mary. That Friday doubleheader starts at 3 p.m. NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Sweet 16 resumes tonight. So with 4 games on CBS and TBS, number 2 Purdue takes on the 11th seed Texas tonight. That'll be just after 6 o'clock. On CBS, number 4, Nebraska takes on the 9 seed Iowa. That's at 6:30 on TBS. And your late games tonight at 8:45 and 9 p.m., number 1, Arizona takes on the 4 seed Arkansas, followed by number 2, Houston, playing in Houston. They'll take on the number 3 seed Illinois. The New York Yankees opened up the Major League Baseball season last night with a 7-0 victory over the San Francisco Giants. Max Fried allowed just 2 hits for the Yankees over 6 1/3 shutout innings. New York would score 5 times in the second. The night also featured a milestone moment for Major League Baseball's new technology, the automated ball strike system. New York's Jose Caballero was the first ever challenge of the automated strike zone. He challenged a call in the 4th inning, but the call was upheld. The umpire was correct. The pitch was a strike. The rest of the team start their seasons here today, opening day of the Major League Baseball season. Minnesota Twins will be in Baltimore to take on the Orioles. First pitch at 2:05 this afternoon in Baltimore. First game of the day will be on NBC as the New York Mets will host Paul Skenes and the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch at 12:15 this afternoon. Philadelphia hosting Texas. That'll be at 3:15 on ESPN. And then also later tonight on NBC, the World Series champion LA Dodgers will host the Arizona Diamondbacks at 7:30. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.